city, you know, in a city that celebrates its food carts, its microbreweries, its wines, small businesses, and jobs, which, you know, that's what these are too. There's at least 696 jobs associated with these food carts, probably more. And there are more people that want to get in this business. And as far as I know, outside of the downtown core, most neighborhoods welcome these food pods. Now, you know, we have an issue, and they're welcome in the downtown core. And I would shudder to think if the OLCC was going to do rulemaking that would allow the food carts to sell beer, wine, or whatever after 2 a.m. when all the bars in Old Town shut down. But that's not the case here. OLCC is not going to allow that. So, I have concerns about the downtown livability. I do think we ought to encourage some responsible innovation that does support small businesses and jobs and celebrates the strengths of Portland. So I'm not ready to go to the ban, which probably wouldn't even be brought up until the 2013 legislative session. So if anything, it's premature to be talking about a ban at this point without giving the OLCC the chance to do the responsible rulemaking. So with all due respect, I vote no.
Leonard.
Well, it's all well and good to wax poetic about the romanticism of food carts in Portland and our independent way and microbreweries and locally grown wine. This food cart, ma'am, I have been to. Maybe you missed, but I live in that area. Maybe you'll recall, right next to where you're at, there are some fairly new houses that have been built. And in one of the most struggling neighborhood, if not the most struggling neighborhood in the Portland metropolitan area, not just Portland, but the Portland metropolitan area. So the people who bought these fairly new houses that abut where this food cart pod is, I would imagine are people that work very, very hard and worked really hard to come up with the down payment on for what them was their dream house. And I imagine one day they woke up and saw food carts out there and went, great, that can only do nothing but make my neighborhood better. That can only do nothing but provide us with an opportunity when we're done working all day to have a nice, inexpensive place to get a good meal. So that's not the issue. Imagine that same couple laying in bed, getting ready to get a good night's sleep to go to work the next morning, and up until midnight, there's alcohol being served right next door. Now, those that wax poetic about how great food carts are, how do you feel about having somebody right next door with no walls between you and them and people popping down beer till midnight? And then waiting till 7 a.m. to show up and start again, right next door to you. Really? No? You need to get out a little more.
There's no discussion. The
real life on the ground dynamic is that for those who have the luxury of living miles away from where these places are, they're going to be serving alcohol, is to observe that they're really cool and really Portland. The people that actually have to live next door to people that are out drinking till midnight will have an entirely different impression. And it will do nothing but cause them more challenges in a neighborhood that needs all the help it can get. It doesn't need to add alcohol to the mix. Aye.
Adams.
I think it's in closing, in describing my vote, I think it's important, apparently, based on some discussion from the council dais here, to at least give my observation that the current system of licensing and enforcing liquor laws is broken. For $200 a year, you get a liquor license. We have 3,000 of them, and there are six people under what's under consideration today, under guidelines only. There would be six people for the whole region to enforce those guidelines. And I oppose that. It's easy for me to oppose that. Rulemaking is different. But with whatever rules they come up with, they have to give us the ability as well to actually be able to enforce them. And there is nothing on the horizon with rulemaking that is going to give us a reasonable chance to do our job up here to keep the peace. I've seen, and my judgment on this is informed by seeing too many murders and too many injuries that included alcohol. And that's not the only reason for those crimes, but it didn't help. And the fact that we are unable, state and local, are unable and ill-equipped to enforce what's already there doesn't mean you do more of it. Really, that doesn't make it better. And Dr. Otis, I like your high standards, and that's what I'm sort of basing my vote on this. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for bringing this forward with me. I want to thank OLCC, who operates based on the statutes that are given to them by the state legislature, and, you know, and the Oregon Department of Justice, who opines based on the statutes written by the legislature. And when the Oregon Department of Justice tells OLCC that liquor licenses are a right, not a privilege, and that, as Commissioner Fish described, there is very little to judge that OLCC can do to discern the differences that you've talked about under the law, you got to take that into consideration. So I appreciate the discussion very much. Teresa, you have an impossible job, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate you doing it. One person for 3,000 licenses in the city is a tough job. So thank you for what you do. Aye. Approved. We'll now move on to second reading. Can you please read the title and call the vote for item number 133?
Amend sections 5-113 and 5-1267, Chapter 5, Fire and Police Disability Retirement and Death Benefit Plan of the Charter of the City of Portland to correct clerical errors. Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. So approved. We're in recess till 2 p.m.
Randy, are you not here for the safety?
I am.
You're interviewing. So are we reshuffling?
I'll be back here at